What would it be like if God were to open up the windows of heaven? Have you ever thought about that? Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day, and I want to talk to you about Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, where it says that bring the full tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in the temple. Put me to the test, says the Lord, and I will open up the windows of heaven so there will be not enough room to contain all of it. And so this is one of the greatest promises and one of the greatest offering scriptures that the church has ever had. But let's break it down a little bit. I think we need to understand that the prophet is trying to get the people to understand that God is not happy with them. He says, "You've been robbing me." He said, "Well, in what way have we robbed God? How can you rob God? Because you have not brought him the tithes," he says. And then he says this: "Bring the full tithes into the storehouse." Now, this is where it's a problem when pastors want to make this about the church, because he doesn't say bring money into the treasury. He says bring the tithes into the storehouse. What is tithing? It is grain. It is the first fruits. It is seeds. And so you put it into the storehouse so there can be food in the temple. So that aside, we don't have a central shrine that everybody in Christianity brings their first fruits to. So even in Judaism, after the destruction of the temple, they didn't bring tithes to Jerusalem anymore. They had ways to disperse it in a different way. But I don't want to really concentrate on that as much as I want to talk about what does the promise mean. I still believe in tithing. I still believe in people bringing their gifts to God. I still believe in us giving to God out of our increase. But this is what I want you to hear. When he says, "Put me to the test," do you realize that's one of the big no-nos? Psalm 95, verse 9 says that's one of the reasons God swore that they would not enter into his rest, is because they put him to the test. The prophet knows this. In fact, when Malachi says this, he is intentionally being dramatic and edgy, and everybody was shocked. He wanted to be shocking. The proper response to someone being shocking is to be shocked. And so, oh, can you believe that he said that? Because what Malachi is saying is that the sin of not bringing your money to God, not bringing your grain and your produce to God, not bringing the things that you have done to God, is such a sin that God says that's even bigger than when you put me to the test. And he says this: "I want you to know I keep my promises." And he says, "See that I will not open up the windows of heaven." Now, that's a line that Malachi steals from Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, where with Noah, the windows of heaven were opened and it just floods the earth. That's the level of imagery that the prophet is using to say, this is what God wants to do. Prosperity that is so great that it floods the land. Now, we've just seen a couple of hurricanes ravish the east coast of the United States, and we've seen the floods, and we've just seen how whole communities are underwater. That's the level that God is saying, "I want to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings." And this is the idea, is that you give in honor of God, trusting in God, and it's faith in a God that keeps his promises, not of destruction, but of blessing. And so I want to pray that over you, that you understand your God wants to bless you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we don't want to put you to the test. We want to prove your faithfulness. Open the windows of heaven as we come to you with that which you've given to us, that which you blessed us with. We want to bless you back. And in Jesus' name, bring forth an amazing deluge from heaven upon our lives, upon our families, upon our jobs, in Jesus' name.